Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Real Housewives of Potomac season finale. Oh my gosh, relationships on the rocks, tax on, tax off, family reunions, and the Huggers versus the Darbys. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I do the Maybach on Monday, throw bar on Friday. This is sweet. Pussy Saturday, that's just a classic.
I don't know the lyrics.
That's the snack, he say it's an entree.
What? Okay.
You look like Beyonce.
Hey, money back. That is Cardi B, money back. Yo, she is killing it. What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, Season 3, Episode 18 of the season finale, y'all. I'm your host, Felicia Michelle, and to my left are my lovely and amazing co-hosts.
Yo, it's your boy, Jay Lamar.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your girl, Imani J.
Yo, season finale episode, a lot of things went down, so just overall thoughts. It was season finale. It's episode 18. Mm-hmm. What were your overall thoughts?
Overall, I feel like it was a good season finale. It brought closure, except we had that one question at the end of the episode that hopefully will be answered when it's time for reunion next week.
So. I can't wait.
Yes. For me, I'm just really stuck on this relationship between Ashley and Michael. I just need Michael to stop playing games and get it together.
It ain't there, sis. It ain't there.
It's not there, but it was definitely a lot of relationship problems going on.
Yeah. Inconsistencies across the board. A lot of laundry on the field. Everybody was violating for real, too. Oh, and I'm very excited, too, because I remember we have our MVP of this episode. We really have to think. So remember, because why don't we just do it actually for like the whole season? Let's just do it for the whole season.
Oh, that's hard.
Yes, that's because I don't make things easy on you. So if you're on the live chat, please, Jay Lamar checking it. Let's know who your MVP of the season was. I think all season long, okay? And we're going to get into a little news and gossip, too, a little bit later. But first off, it was a lot of relationships that we saw. There's many couples on the show, but we saw a lot of different people's relationships kind of change, and we got some answers to some things. So let's just start off with Ashley and Michael, because it's just like, duh, why not start off with Ashley and Michael? Monty, go ahead, because I feel like you're going to burst. I'm not even going to ask the question. What are you thinking about that?
Yes.
He's like, Ashley, Michael?
Yes. All I have to say is just the whole dynamic between Ashley and Michael already started off with me thinking that Ashley just wanted Michael for the money, and which may be true. We all can agree that there's some type of, it's a mutual beneficial type of thing. He has the money, she has youth. But it's just like extremely frustrating that he's now backtracking and saying, like, he's not sure about this kid.
Yeah.
And that was really just, like, it really bothered me because I could really see the hurt in her eyes when he said that. And she still is just like, well, I'm a still, you know, stick in it to see what can happen and if he's going to change.
I felt like she was manipulated.
Yeah.
Most I felt like she was definitely manipulated. Especially when she re-signed the prenup at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And I feel like once... It's almost like, you know, even if she did marry him for the money, it looks like Michael may win if they divorce. Because he got her to re-sign a prenup. If she divorces him within the next, 3 years or whatever, she's only entitled to, like, a small million. Not a big million, but a small million.
Right.
Opposed to half that she was going to get. So that's why he's not trying to pay no child support.
Mm-mm.
He don't want no more kids because he don't like the kids that he got.
Him and his kids apparently don't have word on the street is they don't have a good relationship, right? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
They don't have a good relationship.
On streets his kids be cursing them out.
That's what her mom said.
Exactly.
My kids don't curse me out.
Oh, I love her.
I know. But she told the truth, though.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of just messed up because it's like I'm watching somebody who's trying so hard and they're just being rejected right in their face, like about something that means so much to them. Like, I feel like from the time a lot of people were little, they knew if they wanted wanted to be a mommy or a daddy, or they thought that was cool or something they wanted to do.
Exactly.
And at her age, she's for certain that this is what she wants to do. And like she said, she's not getting any younger. So if the relationship ends, she might try to find somebody else and then have that some more time onto it. And he was talking about, oh, well, 8 months ago, I was planning my life without you.
Yeah.
Skirt.
Oh. I would have been done. We would have needed a break at that.
I wish he would have said that before she re-signed that prenup.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't think she thought it through. I think
she
just. I think she tried to show him, like, look, I know you're probably thinking that I just want you for the money, but listen, babe, I don't. So let me sign this extended prenup. Even if that was the case, you know, that she does want him for the money, it was a good front.
Do y'all think that now, do y'all feel like now she's like regretful for re-signing the prenup, or does she have a plan, an exit strategy?
No, she does. I don't think she has an exit plan.
She does not strike me. She strikes me as a woman who's very determined and determined in everything. Determined in wanting her marriage to work. She's very much so trying very hard. Determined to get where she was in life, despite her situation growing up financially. She seems like a very determined person. A person like that, to me, doesn't take chances. You know what I mean? Because she doesn't want to be in a situation like she was growing up financially. She wants to do better for herself. I get it. I don't think that she signed that without having a plan B for herself.
Yeah, I think she's very strategic.
Yes. I think she's strategic as well, but Michael proved that he's also strategic.
Oh, yeah. He ain't no fool now.
Yeah,
he's no fool,
and I feel like that was a strategy in itself, getting her to sign that prenup.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's interesting. I've been reading
some. It's like we watched the manipulation happen.
Yeah.
Like we watched
and
her.
And it could be happening on both ends. You know, Ashley was very happy in the beginning. Oh, I'm getting a restaurant. You know, we already went through that whole deal. So we'll see it unfold.
I'm sure there were some, like, modifications to the entire prenup with her re-signing it. I'm sure she modified it to a certain degree.
We don't know what it said, so it's just kind of like...
How much is he worth? He's, like, worth, like, $75 million, $100 million,
something
like that?
He's worth a lot of money.
Wow.
So she was entitled to half. But she probably gets, like, 10% of it, so she probably walked away with $5 million.
Yeah,
I mean,
so of course she's
going to
be pushing this issue.
That's not a bad little bag.
Ain't a bad little money bag to start with.
So speaking
money
of,
bag, well, money bag.
That's why I picked this song. See, that was a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, what about Robin and Juan? I thought it was so cute. We saw Robin and Juan and her kids and his biological father at the racetrack together. And her parents were there, too. I thought it was so cute.
I think it's cute because, for me, if I was Robin, I probably would have been done with that relationship. But I think it's amazing once you realize that you can't control anyone and no one can control you. They are both individuals and they're both learning and experience life, you know, as an individual. So I think it's really amazing to see that now they're coming to this place where he's like, okay, I want her. But I also feel like she kind of waited for him to be ready, because it's like...
I'm a little iffy on that, because I feel like all of a sudden, now that they're back in this happy place financially, now he's happy again. And what if they hit another financial hardship? Is he going to go back to being the cheater and all that?
I
feel like Robin, I mean, she's madly in love with that man. Like, madly in love
with
him.
She has his children.
Clearly.
She's
very blinded by him. So, like, or is he just sticking around so that he can, as she rises, because this show has afforded them a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
So is he there rising with the opportunities? It's like,
I don't think so, because he's never on camera. If he wanted to be with that opportunity, he'd be like in the, he'd be like doing a Peter type situation.
Yeah,
he'd be in
that.
It, but he's kind of away from it. I think it's an embarrassment, not like they were, you know, probably was embarrassing, or like a little bit demasculating, because he's a man and like knowing that his financial hardships, and she knows that a lot of that was her fault too.
Yeah.
But now he's on track. He's coaches at D1 school. He is doing just fine. And he has a lot of options. So speaking of options now for money bags, tell money everybody bag, where they can go to be very rich in AfterBuzz.
Yes, rich in AfterBuzz. Yes. AfterBuzz is our network, produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama to reality to sci-fi and so much more. There is no network, period, point blank, no network that works harder than us here at AfterBuzz TV. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that tailors to what exactly you're looking for. And if you're worried about the little pesky notifications, you can turn them off. And make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button now and check out our other AfterBuzz channels as well. Let's make sure that you also comment, because we like to read your comments on air as we're looking at your live reads now. And thank you so much for watching AfterBuzz TV and subscribing. Please, please, please continue to subscribe. Give us 5 stars and comment.
Yes.
So yeah, so yeah, for sure, do that.
This live comment. Chat is
it's popping. Yes. Wait, okay, it's really
hitting.
Quick because before we get into
wait, they writing paragraphs.
It's paragraphs, real quick.
They writing paragraphs.
What are they saying?
Kimberly Mayfield. Hey, Kimberly. She says her and her husband stand by each other. She's talking about. Which couple she talk about? She's talking about Karen and Uncle Ben. She said her and her husband stand by each other. Who knows how their marriage works in the bedroom? Sex is one part of the marriage, and maybe they're both fine with that and let them be. Or maybe she's talking about Ashley and what you call?
Oh, okay. She's talking about my stomach just had turned just a small bit. So Ray and Karen, tax on, tax off. So you start off the season with all this tax drama, and now you're ending it like, oh, it's done, it's fine,
and period.
Period. Did you?
That's all she said.
I just want to know. Period. Did you? Were you buying it?
I wasn't buying the relationship. I think not saying like their relationship off or they're getting a divorce, but it just seems so forced. Like the whole interaction, the conversation. She's like, oh, really, babe?
You're my boo.
Yeah. Like, can I start spending now? It was just too much. I'm like, Karen.
So it just seemed odd, no? Like, he was just like, oh, yeah, it's fine. It's over now. And I can't really talk about specifics.
I keep telling y'all, Karen, Ashley is Karen. Like, they're the same person. Karen was Ashley at 30 years old. Mm. She was with this older man who had all this money. Because, mind you, she married a Huger. So she kind of elevated her life. Because, mind you, she was from a farm or something. She was raised on a farm. So she elevated her life. I think that the reason why her and Ashley don't get along is because she sees so much of herself in Ashley. That she did, maybe those bad traits she didn't like.
Mm.
And truly, I feel like Ashley should be more respectful to Karen. Because Karen can educate her a long way. Because how to navigate through a well.
Might like get her a good strategy. Because clearly Ashley needs a new strategy. So maybe she needs to go consult with Karen and see how she could get her two kids. Because Karen has two kids by this point.
No,
right?
She had one. She had one beforehand and one after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
I don't think Ashley should have any children by him. Because I think it would just create too much drama already.
And like, just the stuff he said is just, you can't take it back. Like, she was talking to her therapist, and her therapist was like, do you hear like what she? I was laughing because she kept it so, not because it was like funny, but she kept it so real. She was like, your first instinct is defend your mom, but do you hear that he's saying to you that you're gonna be a bad mama? Do you hear what he's saying? Like, are you realizing what's going on? She kind of was like, I call it a come to Jesus with her, like, this is the truth and this is what's going on in your situation. Like, do you not realize? And I think that Ashley is in like a world where she really wants this to work, and it's just so sad to just watch it from the outside. Like,
if she's watching it like us, she needs to realize it's not going to work.
I think she's comfortable.
But what are you comfortable with if you complained about it?
She's comfortable with the lifestyle because there are many alone. Things that you could complain
she's
about.
She's alone. Every other episode, she is talking about how she doesn't want to come home to an empty home.
Now he's not there.
Yeah, and if she has a child by him. Imagine, he seems like a very vindictive person.
Oh, most definitely.
So he's going to seek, not that he wants custody of a child, but just to mess with her, he's going to seek some type of custody agreement or something with her.
So I have a question I just thought about. So do you think that he would ever use, or do you think maybe, this is just a question, please don't cuss me out in the comments. Do you think that he would ever use or has used his children in the past, and that's why his older children don't have a good and respectful relationship with him? Like, you think he's the type of person, like you said, that he might use their child as like a pawn or a part of his manipulation, or so to speak, you know?
I would love to learn the history. I don't want to put anything out there, you know, but I wonder, you know, was he mean to their mom?
It just makes you wonder, like, what happened? Like,
or was he just not there? Because he doesn't seem, even there. When he's there, he's not present.
Right.
So he doesn't seem present. So was he one of them dads that picked his kids up from school and took them shopping and then brought them back to his house and then that was it? You know, he doesn't seem tapped in.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Well, speaking of dads that want to be tapped in, we saw Chris and Candace, like, their engagement party. So it was really cute. I think I really like them as a couple. When you first hear the breakdown of it, it's like,
child, the ghetto. Three baby mamas.
You ain't no mama, so this gonna be the third baby mama.
You gonna be the third baby mom. The mama's funny. No,
I'm really surprised too. Her
that that she was kind of more accepting, but she had jokes, which I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it was a healthy way of her saying her qualms, but not in an argumentative way that messes up the flow of the day.
But she seems very respectful.
She always does little shady comments from what I'm seeing, and it just seems like that's just her.
Her, yeah.
Like when she's like, you still gaining weight to her daughter? Yeah, I was like, ooh. Like,
what? Then she even came at the skinny one. She came at Candace like, are you eating? How much you weigh? What's going
Maybe
on?
Maybe she's a jokester like that, you know what I'm saying?
Because my mom is the same way, and she means no harm. Yeah,
she takes care of them really well, but we also got to see that, very well. We got to see that Chris, his youngest two children are going to get to come to the wedding, probably. More than likely get to come to the wedding. It wasn't a hard yes, but it wasn't a hard no. It was
I was thinking about this today. I was wondering, because evidently the wedding will probably be televised.
Will she earn a televised wedding on Bravo?
I think next season. It'll get her wine glass. For next season, I think, okay. I want to see the wedding. Don't you want to see the wedding? I'm sorry. It's $140,000 wedding.
No,
I want to see
it's $175,000 now.
$175,000. Okay, my bad. Wrong quote. But I want to see this $175,000 wedding on television. I think Bravo wants to see it too.
I would like to see it, but I don't know.
Even if they did it on Bravo.com. Like, I would still want to see it.
Maybe Bravo.com.
I would still want to see it.
Okay, so Bravo.com. We'll check and see.
Right, but I was making a point. Okay. My point was, maybe I'm wondering if their mom is accepting to them, is okay with them being on television.
I would guess no, only because the kids weren't initially going to come to the wedding. She didn't initially, the first thing Candace said, she said she was screaming about it and she didn't want her children to be a part of it. I don't know. She might was screaming. Candace is a little dramatic. She went like this. I thought that made the lady was screaming.
And what's up with him not seeing his son for 10
That's
years.
What I'm saying. So I'm like, maybe he wasn't a good, we're talking about Michael. Yeah. Maybe he wasn't a great parent. Well, because why 10 years?
She talked about that a little bit, like something along the lines of issues.
She made
him.
An excuse.
Yeah.
Yes.
She and said even that, still, in this episode, she didn't get too deep in it.
She said that it was hard for him to digest it or something like that, because he was still battling with his father not being around. And it was just kind of like, that's not an excuse.
It could be an excuse for 10 years. He's a whole different person.
His son is 17. Did he say 17?
Yeah.
I think he said 17. Like
17. I thought, yeah, about there. So, like, a young man.
Basically.
Like, he's not a kid anymore at this point.
Like, he can, and he's old enough to make a decision. If he said he wanted to go and be a part of his father's wedding.
But why would you? I couldn't imagine. I'm like, 17, my father hasn't been in my life for 10 years.
And now you're
telling
me to come to your wedding to this chick that's on TV.
And that I don't know. I don't even know who she is. 10 years? Have y'all been together for 10 years?
I'm about to go and be on IG like, oh, my daddy marrying some girl from the Potomac Housewives. Hey, what's up? I'm in the wedding. Oh, this Karen Huger. Hey, girl. I'm be all up in it.
Oh my gosh. But his mom might not. His mom might not. If he's still a minor, his mom might be like not with it. Like, you know.
But by the time they get married, I think he'll be grown, though. Because the wedding is no time soon, right? The way she made it seem was like a year or two from
like,
now.
$175,000, I feel like they're taking a good time and something spectacular needs to happen. Like,
she wants something spectacular to happen.
That's
it's
her style.
That is too much money for a wedding.
Well, she want the trees.
Yeah, we looked up the average of that. Hers is almost like 4 times that. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I mean, if you got it, flaunt it, do what you want to do.
I'm going to tell my daughter now, look, baby, you know, you ain't born yet, but daddy said you get $50,000, okay? That's it. You can make $50,000 work.
That's her style, though. She's a princess, and that is what is grown to be expected of her.
$175,000 for a wedding. I want my ring to be like, I would wear a $175,000 ring.
Same.
Before I throw a $175,000. As you're eating, I'm just like, are they eating my money? They're eating my money. Like,
and
they're drinking
my
money. That's what I'm thinking about.
Typical wedding etiquette is that you gift in the amount that your plate was.
Typically.
People don't do that at regular weddings. Like,
well, it depends on the stature of people that she's inviting. Apparently, she grew up in this pageant world, her mother's colleagues and people like that. So
they're affluent.
So they'll probably, because simply, like, I go to a wedding, if it's just me, I'll pay $100. I'll get a groom, a bride and groom, like $100, maybe $150 if I like them. if it's two of us.
Because that's about how much it costs for you to eat and drink.
And if it's two of us going, I give like between $200 and $250. I feel like that's appropriate. Yeah, it's appropriate.
See, I'm going to need some friends like you at my wedding.
I'll write a nice check for you.
It's just plain, like, flat-out etiquette. I mean, it'll probably happen. She'll be fine. Either way, if she really, really couldn't do it, her mom wouldn't do it. Her mom strikes me as someone who's very business savvy.
Well, mind you, I mean, she got the... Her mom is giving a big portion of it. Her dad said, what, 40,000, 30,000, something like that.
Yeah, because he wasn't going for the 50.
Yeah, I don't know what Chris is inputting, or if his family is inputting.
Like, is his parents? What does Chris do? I don't know.
He's a manager of like a barbecue joint.
He owns the restaurant. He's the restaurateur.
Is he the manager or he owns it?
You sure? That's his. I'm like 90% sure.
But if you're in the live chat, her weed business is gonna do it. She's like, I have to support my family. So I'm like, maybe he is the manager.
Nah, don't do that to him.
No, I thought she met
him. She met him as the manager. She worked at a restaurant, and he was the manager, and that's how she met him.
But now
this is his restaurant.
Okay.
I don't think it's like solely he's the sole owner.
Well, I bet you her mother got something to do with that.
Oh God!
Oh, I bet her mother got something to do with that. Her mother might put it on that restaurant.
So speaking of moms, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. What? You think everybody just goes off to her? They always say that to her. I feel so bad for them because it's like he has to have a little bit of change. He's like pushing 40 years old. Like I can't imagine his money might not be long, but I can't imagine it's that short, especially for her.
But he has not mentioned any input. I mean, he did tell her that was too much money.
He did tell her that.
We ain't never seen him drive his car in none of the episodes.
We haven't seen much of him past when he forgot to bring them napkins.
We see him every episode.
We sure
jumping
do.
In the pool naked, forgetting
the napkins.
They
just
get
the worst size of him.
Like, we see him in every episode.
Wait, so him jump... That was hilarious when she was like, yeah, I brought the white boy that jumped in the pool. Wasn't it so cute? I thought it was a really nice gesture of him at the engagement party to give the ladies the napkins that were personalized. I was like, that is so sweet and funny.
I do have one thing to say about him. He has good energy.
You can tell he has good energy for sure.
And good intentions. I don't think that he's with Candace for financial gain or any popularity gain or anything like that.
I think you have to have patience with Candace.
And he seems like he's a patient person, though. He's a very patient person.
Yeah, like he said, I'm going to check you, even though I still feel like insults aren't great in relationships. But he said, you know, I'm going to always check you.
That wasn't even like a big insult.
It was an insult to her. It bothered her.
I was in the room looking like...
I was just like,
I feel like your spouse or your person that you're with knows what is going to like...
Your triggers. Yeah.
And everyone had been calling her a princess. I'm sure she went home and talked to him about it. But yeah,
okay. I'm gonna say one last thing about it because I was like
Candace, I feel you, girl.
No,
okay.
You don't. Not the rebuttal. The rebuttal back was not warranted. It's like the punishment needs to fit the crime. Like she just went to the to his jugular. Take it a step first. Be like, why don't you be like you pasty bald whatever? Like you could say that. And so he calls you a princess. Well, why would you princess if you pasty and bald instead of saying that's why your father left you?
There we go. We connecting the dots because we just said that he could have possibly been a deadbeat, and she said you are an image, or however she worded that, of his deadbeat father.
Yep. Terrible.
Well, we're gonna need him to work on his relationship with his kids.
What they
too.
Saying, Jalen Warren?
I mean, they commented today. Okay.
Okay. What's going on?
So let me read one of the comments. They said it is good etiquette to bring a cash gift to a
cash
wedding.
Cash is king. Mm-hmm.
They said that's Southern etiquette.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They did say that they don't want Ashley to come back next season.
Oh, Ashley.
And I'm like, what?
Ashley, what are we going to watch?
Michael doesn't seem to be a comforting or a loving parent. That is very true. Ashley needs some critical thinking skills.
Ooh, y'all vicious. Y'all are vicious.
Karen said that maybe... Oh, Carolyn said that maybe Ray settled with the IRS and made payment arrangements, which they said that he did.
I mean, that's kind of typically how it goes, right? When anyone owes the government a large sum of money, like, seize and freeze your assets. Mm-hmm. And then figure out how you're going to get out of that, get a good lawyer, and make a payment arrangement. So speaking of assets, if you are watching on YouTube, that's amazing, but you can also listen on iTunes. So if you're on iTunes listening to us, thank you so much. And please be sure to give us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave comments there. We read those comments too. And 5 stars, because 4 is just, it's just not enough.
We need
all
to be
5 stars.
5 star chick.
I was going to sing now. I was like, wait, no, I'm going to let someone else do it. So did you see the showdown this episode? I was like, oh yes, I thought it would be a little bit bigger.
Oh,
wait, the showdown.
the Hughes versus the Darbys.
So we see it went weird.
So the first one I want to start with is Ray. Okay, so we see Michael Ray's in the middle of a conversation, actually talking to someone, and what it seems to like be like business, because he's asking her what her occupation is, like what she does, seems to be networking and not flirting. And Michael comes over and just boom, bum rushes this conversation, like, oh, like, where do you live? Do you live in that house? Like, and Ray looks sincere, like, really confused, which makes me think that Karen really doesn't bring this stuff home to him at all. Because he looks like, what are you talking about? Like, you've been to my house, dude. Like, what do you mean? Out of line. Or y'all looking at me. I didn't say it.
Because it was completely out of line.
It was out of line. It was searching for camera time. It was completely, it was completely out of pocket. And Ray did the right thing by checking him. Like, he needed to be checked in that moment. Like, that was a very, that wasn't your business. You know that man got a house because you've been to his house. You know he got money just like you got money. Like, why are you questioning that man about his business?
Yeah, and then stepping into the female's business over there, like, come on now. That wasn't your place.
No.
You could have left that. Let Ashley do that.
Let Ashley do that. And then, furthermore, I wonder, I'm sorry, I've been thinking about this. The pizza situation. What happened to the pizza? Because I put together my whole story.
Okay, I got I got an idea too. What happened to the pizza?
Oh my god! Can I say mine first?
Yeah, go ahead. Go first.
Because I feel like, you know, they said Karen's son lives in the townhouse adjacent to the house. I'm thinking that he went out in that morning to go get his car or let a little girl out.
Oh,
she stepped on the pizza box.
What?
The girl that he had in the townhouse, she came outside, she stepped on the pizza box, and he was like, oh my god, my mom probably ordered this pizza, and my girlfriend just stepped through the pizza box. So he probably took the pizza box and he threw it away. So Karen never knew nothing about the pizza box because her son, who lives in the townhouse, threw it away.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Where did the stepping in the pizza?
Yo, that was where you, like, I was like, wait, you lost me.
Wait a minute, because y'all, they put the pizza, like,
Like where the doormat is.
Yeah.
I don't look, when I walk out my door, I don't look down. I'm like fumbling with my keys, make sure I got, you know, all my money and stuff. And I'm stepping. So I'm thinking like the girl probably, somebody stepped in the pizza box and they threw it away. What do you think? Okay.
Well, that was just really detailed. Like it was,
I had an hour and 10 minute drive over here.
I'm not mad at it. I think that I was like, well, someone, I just think someone threw it in the trash. It's an old, first off, it's the Grand Dame. I feel like if she ordered food and if food was sitting outside, she wouldn't want to touch it and she wouldn't want it in her house. So she didn't know where it came from.
Well,
so I feel like somebody was like, oh, nah, this pizza's over here. We cannot let Karen see it because she's going to go off. She just pizza. She don't know. Let me throw this out. Maybe Ray threw it out or her son threw it out. It was a pizza, an old, nasty, dried up pizza
and
sitting
Ashley
on your
Ashley had been nibbling on the pizza. Who wants that?
So, y'all in the live chat, can y'all tell us, like, what do y'all think happened to the pizza box?
Ashley wouldn't have finished that pizza.
To the pizza.
Okay.
She should have just ate it all.
First of all, SpongeBob and the Krusty Krab and Patrick and Squidward, they came with the Krusty Krab pizza. Is the pizza for you and me. And I think Karen's housekeepers. Or the Airbnb.
Wait, what? No.
The Airbnb owners went and took it out.
What?
You call them the Krusty Krab crew, though? Really?
Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza.
It just was out of line. It was just out of line. Like, it just...
Completely.
It don't come to my front door. So, also, too, at the engagement party, Ashley, like, came, like, charging at Karen again. Like, oh, I see you have your ring on today.
Karen wasn't having it.
Yeah, she started it.
Yeah.
Lived for that read. I'm going to take that line. I'm going to wait a little bit so no one knows that it was Karen Huger. And I'm going to use it again. Because when she said to her, if I cared about at any time that you, what my hair look like, what color I have my toenails, I will check myself into an insane asylum. I was like, oh.
Yes.
Good read, Karen.
It was like,
Giselle, take notes.
She said, okay, let me get in. She said, let me get into you. Because she was coming for her, and she's been coming for her consistently this season. Yeah. I think it's so odd.
And then
what's the obsession?
Michael rolled up. Like, why are you rolling up? Yeah. And then you think you're going to tell his wife that your husband said this to me. I would do exactly what Karen did. What my husband say? Why he checked that ass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Period.
Somebody said in the live chat, like, Michael was always interrupting stuff. He interrupted the girl's trip.
Oh, yeah, he did that. That was weird.
He did. That was also very
He's like the Peter Thomas. of the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Okay.
No, because Peter loved Cynthia. Say my comment, but you know, Peter deeply loved Cynthia. What say your comment?
Nothing. It was about Peter. But we on some next.
See, you can't do that.
You know she loved Peter.
Oh, really?
He's an attractive man.
I didn't
man.
Say I love him.
You say he was an attractive
But he's
man.
An attractive man. When I first seen Peter, super dark with the nice little gray, I was like, oh, look at this old
I
man.
Wish I would see you with a man like that.
You might.
Okay. So
you know what, y'all?
If why well, you may have a,
we
may
are
have
ageless
a
souls around here.
You gotta speak for that side of the table so y'all can be that and do that.
I don't
that.
Want nobody old man.
If I, I'm sorry. So, like, if someone's old, they gotta be fine, and then find some more.
Hello?
Like, but so you might have a shot at Ray because if Karen doesn't want to go to Florida, that
I
was all
Uncle Ben. No, I'm talking about Uncle Ben and Peter. They two different.
Peter is the original Uncle Ben. Boo.
Okay, but he's a little more.
I'm going for the.
He's like a sexy older man.
Peter,
yeah.
Yeah, see? You
he got swag. Peter has swag.
You know what? You're not rubbing feet. I want to know what you into,
what?
But we'll talk about this
What
afterwards.
Age? Like, you...
No, absolutely not. Yes, and we're going to... Anyway, we're gonna get off of that subject and... Talk about so anyway. So Karen doesn't want to move to Florida. So Ray still wants. We saw that in the update. That's my favorite part of the show when they do the picture
okay.
and they do the update.
But why are the pictures never like cute pictures?
It's no, they're not. They're like bye. He'd be like, if I was on the finale episode, I'd be walking around like this.
Right,
ready to
just
go.
Ready,
just ready, like, screenshot ready.
They do it.
Man, they be catching you in a moment.
Mm-hmm. So we saw the update on Giselle that she is dating somebody new. They're saying
they
is
say
a new
someone
man.
From
they
her, someone
from
her
past.
But then on the reunion, like the
the preview,
she said that her and Sherman were getting back together.
No, exactly. she said Sherman still wants her.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, Andy said if Sherman would ask you want to get back together, would you want to do that? I'm like, okay, like, of course. So, and then we saw, also I wanted to point out something to y'all girl, Monique, y'all love Mo.
Yeah, the best
her.
Dress on the reunion.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. Disagree. But,
She's just been, you've been hating on Monique.
So, I haven't. I'm just not up her behind.
I'm glad Richie left, so you ain't got to have that, you don't have that sidekick.
I'm going to have Richie on here next week. Richie going to Skype in.
Is going to be good.
Yes, reunion's going to be juicy. Oh. No, but did y'all notice her end cap? I want to just say this really fast. So, actually, when they screenshotted to her and to Chris, they said that he rubs lavender oil on her belly every night. Because she announced her pregnancy. However, she was like, nah, that's not a thing that's happening. She tweeted out that don't do that. It's actually dangerous to rub essential oils on a bare pregnant stomach, and that's not true. I'm like, bravo, really? With the alternative facts, though?
Wow. I think they were trying to be funny. Because everyone knows that she's really into essential oils.
Yeah.
But somebody might
even
take
if
that
it
real
wasn't
advice.
Funny, right, which is crazy. They probably didn't even know.
They should have had a black person write that. Cause we
I was
said,
thinking the same
He rubs
thing.
Cocoa butter on her stomach.
I was
that's
thinking
what,
the
that's
same
what pregnant
thing.
Women do. That.
Right, cocoa, shea butter.
Shea butter. So they don't
yeah,
have their
because
stretch marks.
Even like with some herbs, you can't even take certain things.
Yeah.
When you're pregnant,
and stuff,
so.
You can't eat certain things. Yeah.
I just thought that I was thinking that too. I was like, what in the caucasity is this?
What
like,
in the caucasity?
Like, I just feel like if people were trying to be cheeky, not really factual.
Yeah.
But did you notice that it said that they were expecting their third baby with the oils, and then the next line literally
he
didn't tell his mama that his wife is pregnant.
This is just crazy. Like,
will she know now? Today? Yesterday? She found out.
Somebody had to tell her. That's just that's not messed up.
I thought that him and his mom were close, and I thought
they were.
I thought that they would have made up by now. He would have checked her and said, "Mom, this is my wife."
Yeah.
Period.
At this point, because Monique really loves this man, so it's just
it's
like,
very clear that she loves that man. I mean,
very.
It's yes, rubbing her feet. Yes,
it is very. If she faking it, my goodness, it's very clear she loves that man. Period.
It's good. Yeah. So she.
But
loves him,
I mean,
but
how can we believe those ending facts when they got the lavender wrong? So maybe that was meant to be funny because we did have that interaction between Monique and the mother. You know, it wasn't as great.
It's
so maybe
terrible.
That was another little joke, but none of it was really
funny. I don't
funny.
Think none of that. Yeah, I don't think it was funny either.
Yeah.
What are they saying? Let's just do a fan shout out. Shout out someone who's in the live chat. Whoever made you laugh like that.
I see Caucasity.
They love your Caucasity. Tiffany said that Giselle and Robin both are aging fast right before her eyes. The haircut makes her look like hard and old.
You know what? I'm not.
We haven't even got to it yet.
Wait,
ooh,
we're going to talk about that Tiffany in a second. Wait. Just wait. Just wait for news in.
Hey, girl.
Gossip Lord.
Robin looks like Ellen DeGeneres. Get out my.
Wait. Oh. Yo, I don't no beef with any of y'all. My gosh. Oh, and it's like going so fast.
It's just going.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. They is lit tonight.
Y'all are, y'all. Who said that? Who said that?
Hero E.
Hero E. You know what? You are crazy.
I partially agree. I mean, when we first seen the picture of Robin's hair, it was cute, but on the reunion.
No, not with
let's,
the outfit.
Let's just get into that. Let's get into news and gossip now so we can talk about it. Lord, okay, so we have some previews of the ladies' outfits for the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. We see our champagne glass holders, Candace, Giselle, Karen, Monique, Robin, and Ashley. So, first off, I'm sorry, I was underwhelmed.
Very underwhelmed. We can start with let's start with Candace. I feel like Candace's outfit was kind of too baggy.
It was for a brunch.
Yeah, for a brunch. The color was very appropriate. I would have loved to have seen her in something more form fitting, something more bright.
Yeah, she's a great figure.
Yeah, yeah. Giselle's outfit was a terrible no.
It was the like color, Garden of Eve.
Yeah,
what is it?
The lipstick was terrible.
Yeah.
Karen, I love Karen's hair.
Karen looks good. I think that was cute. She came with her bodysuit realness when she's been serving for a lot of the seasons. I thought it was cute, and I liked the back. I didn't know that it was a bodysuit when she was sitting down. I think I liked the change of appearance, the texture. Her hair looks amazing.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about Karen's. Ashley looks like she rolled out of bed and she didn't do her hair and she just put on the first dress that somebody
gave her. I'm seeing real Disneyland vibes.
Yeah,
like,
she missed the mark on this one.
Yeah,
especially she's so for pretty. This to be
but
the third
I don't think
season.
Ashley, I mean, Ashley does have a couple of, you know, here and there in outfits, but she's not someone.
I would have loved to have seen her hair pulled back, like a glamorous. Yes. This was her season of messiness, so she's supposed to bring it.
Especially we've seen her hair like this.
Or several even, times. Yeah, every
day. Oh, this is her normal hair.
Okay. And which is okay. Maybe she doesn't want any tension, so
Monique is giving us prom realness.
I was gonna say the best for last because she served the kids something fabulous.
I love this dress though, but the hair really
I liked it, very Afrocentric.
Wait,
very
is
natural.
That a baby bump there?
Yeah, it's a baby bump.
She's has her
and that color looks great on her.
That's a beautiful color. And her makeup was very nice too. Her makeup was like.
Well, Monique is really pretty. I knew she was.
Ellen failed.
Yeah, I'm not about to let Jamie Martin know he's going to do this. I'm not letting you get up. No.
She failed us. The color was terrible. The haircut was spectacular. The color was terrible. The makeup was off. I feel like she should have just came like a bold red.
Nice. I don't know. Yeah. It made me not feel this.
You know
haircut.
What's crazy? This I think that the color palette of everyone all together just doesn't look good together. Like as a unit, it just doesn't look like anybody.
Well, you know, they get a theme and they get color swatches. I think they have to choose from or whatever. But like the color of the night was like Paris pastel. Like it was like Paris was a theme, then pastel.
Somebody could have done a Monique pink or something.
Definitely,
Monique brought it. Brought it. That color looks amazing on Candace, but that dress looks terrible, and that slide on heel is treacherous.
So those are I think they did it. This isn't like a season three. I'm sorry. This is like a season two reunion look. Like by season three, y'all have the coins, y'all have the makeup artist, y'all have everyone, but. I digress. So, speaking of the not champagne holders, that's who went and killed it. Look at Charisse with them bloody shoes looking like, I don't know the rest of the words. But yeah, she looks amazing.
Wow. I have nothing bad to say.
Sha brought with it.
Like she brought it. I want to see this. I want to see it standing up. If we have to stand in that picture, I guess we don't.
No.
But I love this look.
Because she's in the weights because she's not a regular season, which
but
I don't
she was
understand.
On every episode.
Except for the last two, she wasn't there.
You know what? I'm thinking it was a contractual situation to where they wanted her to dig deep into her divorce and all that, and she probably can't at this particular point in time. So that's why she chose to do friend of the show.
She looks amazing, though. Hair, makeup, everything. I think she's actually the best looking lady
on the panel. Second best to Monique.
I'm gonna say she's the best looking one because I need to see this. Yeah. She's sitting.
Thank you. Your opinion is the only opinion. So.
actually, she's sitting, so I wonder what the dress looks like when she's standing up. I'm totally ignoring you guys.
She looks great, though.
So, speaking of Charisse, Giselle was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she was saying that, okay, well, I'm gonna get to that in one second. She says that she blames the situation with Kendall is 95% Monique's fault.
Girl, 95. No, she needs to stop.
She said it's 95% Monique's fault.
I just want them to be like, look, I don't like Giselle. You don't like Giselle. It doesn't even matter. Girl, y'all done.
It's over with.
It's like 95%. Like you, it's like a blindness to the fact that your homegirl, who you had this terrible public fight with, is actually doing something negative towards you. Like, it happened. Like, who cares how many years of friendship? It happened. She planted the seed in Monique's head, and not to be smart and think, she knew what was going to happen when it when that seed matured. She knew what action would come from that, but she did it anyway. So, what are they saying now? Tell me. What y'all talking about? My chat. Because Jalen Ross cracking
looks
up.
Robin looks a hot mess. That red looks sexy on Charisse. Charisse needs to be back. We agree.
We agree. Yes.
You know, Ashley's outfit would look amazing in royal blue. Maybe a royal blue. Yeah.
It was the hair that killed me.
Robin looked a hot mess. Robin looks like a mermaid villain.
Oh, y'all are just being mean now.
A mermaid villain.
Y'all just being mean.
Where does that even?
I don't know where that comes from either.
You know what? I think maybe if Ashley had another dress, because I'm not even going to like come at her hair. Maybe she just really doesn't like putting too much
somebody
in her
said
hair.
It looks like the Wendy Williams, Alexa Wendy Williams collection.
No. That's what we're not going to do. We're going to get into our special segment right now, our MVP of the season. So, this is, and say it in the live chat, but guys, be nice. These are real people. Who you thought really brought it this entire season? The number one most valuable player in Potomac
who
of this season.
Who go first?
Who want to go?
I'm going to say my girl Monique. This season.
Love her. Y'all some stands. Y'all really love her.
Monique is just really, she's beautiful.
We're team Monique.
I love her because she's not messy to me, despite this whole Kendall situation. Monique is very down to earth. Just like me, I love essential oils. I'm going to be that DIY mom.
That's
doing all
sister?
Of that stuff. That is my, yes, I love you, Monique.
She don't know you.
Monique, you gonna know me one day, okay? Maybe she'll come on the show or something. Monique, I still love you.
My MVP is a tie between Ashley and Charisse.
Ooh.
Actually, I'm going to just give it to Charisse because she made a lot of things happen and she was really influential in the season. We got a lot of tea from her, like, she was in a lot of the big moments in the season, and she wasn't even officially a housewife, and she still brought it way more than some other people. I was a little disappointed in some of the other castmates, the newer ones.
You know what?
I'm sorry. I'm just a little underwhelmed. I think Charisse brought it, and I can't wait to see her back next season. I think she'll be back. There's going to be a fan demand.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
We all want her back. Yeah. We all want her back.
Maybe she could have been back if she had the fireman. On the show.
I don't know. She ain't gonna put herself out there like that.
Live chat, they said, I'm seeing Karen. Karen brought it. They say Karen. Karen and Monique.
Karen. Yes.
Oh, wait, what episode?
And I'm seeing Charisse and Ashley.
Yep, Charisse and Ashley. Yeah.
Well, one person I didn't see, it was Robin. Moving forward.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's get into our predictions for the reunion.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
This music makes my skin crawl a little bit.
Spooky.
Predictions for the reunion. So we know we're going to get two parts of this reunion. So what do you think?
You guys have 2 more weeks of us.
Yay!
Oh. I'm definitely thinking that Monique is... she came to fight. She came to... I think that she really came.
With the baby bump.
I think Monique came to break it. I think after watching the season, it's interesting how the seating chart is. I'm loving the seating chart because every girl that had something negative to say about Monique, whether it was Giselle hating on Monique, whether it was Ashley talking about Monique not drinking and driving, drinking and driving, or was it Robin, you know, being pushy towards Monique. I feel like Monique is going to bring it because she has a point to prove.
Yeah, she and Monique is not movement. Soft. She's not a soft girl. She stands her ground.
Episode 2,
her
the
mind.
Girl was ready to go.
Girl,
off.
You could go.
Do you own a home? Own several homes.
I own four.
Love that line.
And I don't think she was bragging, but Giselle came at her. Okay, but anyway.
That's old news. You gotta talk about what's happening in the forward. Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking, this whole reunion is going to be a whole recap of all of this.
Yeah.
And so I'm really not even excited, but I just really wish that Monique and Shasha could have just settled all of that. So I think we're going to see that. Yeah,
they're not gonna settle.
They're not gonna settle. I'm saying,
mad they bring Kendo.
You never know.
Unless they want to surprise now, because they didn't include Charisse in any of the. I didn't see Charisse in any of the previews.
No, yet. I didn't see her in any of the previews either.
So if they release next week, if they release Kendo, like a preview with Kendo.
I don't think that Kendall is like wanting to. I don't think she's wanting to do it. If she really wanted to be involved, if she really wanted to be involved, she would have interjected herself and kept interjecting herself. It's easy to be like, oh,
I want to see her there because I want to see Giselle and her have a conversation because Giselle avoided that.
But I don't think Giselle will. I think Giselle is just like, I'm Giselle.
I'm ready to see Shasha come in there and she's like going to turn it up. And I'm not mad at that. And also, I hope that there's some resolutions that happen too. I look forward to when the ladies get to talk. It out and they say okay all right, well fine, okay we good, and like they argue it out. I like that because they kind of get over it and we're done with that. We can move on and not have to be bothered any of that anymore. I'm excited for next week
though. I am too. I'm excited,
just not the fashions. All right, yo, this was a great after show.
Yes it was.
I'm so excited for next week. And excited to see you guys. So, as always, I'm host Felicia Michelle. You can find me on social media at It's Felicia Michelle. And in like 5 minutes, I'm on Real Housewives now, doing Shades of Blue on our drama channel.
Yep. And it's your boy, Jay Lamar. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar. And coming up next, I will be doing the Basketball Wives after show in like 5 minutes as well.
Well, y'all gotta go. And what's up, everyone? It's your girl, Imani Jay. You can find me on all social media platforms at Imani Ajak, and you can follow me on ImaniJTV.com where I'm covering everything pop culture and news.
Alrighty then. Until next time, thank you guys so much for watching.
See you later, guys.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.